Blog Talk Radio.
That is designed to give you a bird's eye view of our founding fathers, our creator, our almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and also our interaction with our founding fathers, our interaction with our creator, our interaction with each other, and certainly our interaction with other nations, basically strangers. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. I know that you're probably interested somewhat on contemporary subject matters, and I will give my 2 cents. As far as Representative Green, she's been ousted from her committees and should be, rightfully so, if they're going to be truthful about their so-called constitution, their rights as for their caucuses. She should have been ousted. And it should be wholehearted. It shouldn't be 11 Republicans. It should be the whole kit and caboodle. But be that as it may, they care more about politics than people. They care more about politics than truth and justice. They care more about politics than the lies they tell. And they tell them quite often. As a matter of fact, they have warehouses of them, so they don't mind spilling a few around. And this not to exercise the Democratic Party either. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party was our enemies at once upon a time. And now they seem to have become our friends. I question that friendship. And the Republican Party once was our friends, and now they seem to become our enemies. And truth be told, both of them are. And so, but I still think Representative Green should have been thrown out of the, and have no leadership representation as far as education is concerned, and the budget is concerned. And it would send a clear message to some people. We don't play that, but obviously some Republicans do play that. And that's why she stood in play. And they got the commander and lie-in-chief, ex-commander lie-in-chief in the background still pulling the strings of his puppets. It's true. But that being said, let's get down to some serious conversation, shall we, before we get started to our studies. Let me explain something to some of you out there. You see, Cottrell, Abiyah, and I, we're on a different playing field. So when you bring up their names, when it doesn't pertain to the conversation, then you put yourself in a bad light to me. So if you don't have any charges in reference to Cottrell or Abiyah, I strongly advise you keep their names out of your mouth, because it won't go well with you. I assure you that. Okay? So be that as it may, let me bring my friend and brother on from New York City, Cottrell. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you also.
Yeah, man. A lot going on in the world today, ain't it?
Exactly. Man, will it go round in circus? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky?
How about a ball of confusion?
That's what the world is today. Hey, hey.
Yeah. So you pointing out Green, Congresswoman Green. But
right.
How about Ted Cruz?
Oh, man. And Josh Hawley and the comment Liz Cheney just made. She just made this statement. Well, a reason why I voted for her, because she really wasn't a Democratic business to be getting in our business. So I voted for her because they got in our business. So I voted for Green anyway. So it's just like this. If my child is out there shooting folks, killing people, and Cottrell comes along and stop my child from killing people, and I said, Cottrell, you wrong for that. And you said, what, Sue? What, you know, I got your child killing for? Because that was my child. It was my responsibility. Well, Sue, you were standing right on the corner next to me. You didn't do nothing about it. Okay? So I stopped your child from murdering folks. See, but it wasn't your business, Contrail. You see how ludicrous that sounds? That sounds crazy. You understand where I'm coming from, Contrail?
Absolutely. And if they let it fester, you might have a shootout in a Capitol building between congressmen, congresspeople.
That's what I'm saying. Because
I know she's talking about bringing a gun up in there. So why shouldn't AOC bring a gun up in there to protect herself?
You're going to start something. You're going to start a race to self-preservation. And rightfully so. AOC, I wouldn't blame AOC to get strapped. You got this fool up there, she's strapped. I don't know what's her intent. I know what she said. But all of a
sudden. Nancy Pelosi, too.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
Get her a couple of pistols.
Yeah, what's the cap? So here's the deal, listeners, fellow students. It's best to nip this stuff in the bud right here. Cut the head of the snake off, but they didn't do it when they didn't do it with Trump. And so they got these Trumplicans in the Congress echoing this man's madness. So they should have cut the head of the snake off when it came to Trump, but they didn't do it. Now you got all these little baby snakes swarming all around. So now you got a problem. If you don't nip things in the bud, you got all these little baby snakes. And so that's what they got, all these little baby snakes swarming around the Congress. You have to cut the head of the snake off in the very beginning. And so, but they didn't do that. And this is the outcome. But this is the outcome of this people. This is a rebellious people, as Cartier alludes to in time past. They rebelled against their king. They rebelled against each other. So they have this innate nature of being rebellious and being cantankerous. And as far as them being violent is concerned, we have been the vast recipient of their violence and their immorality and their depravity. As a nation of people, we have been the recipients. So we weren't surprised at all when they stormed the Capitol. Because they've been storming our capitals, our strongholds in our community for the longest. They dropped a bomb on us in Tulsa. The first time they ever used bombs upon so-called American citizens. They dropped a bomb on us. So we weren't surprised them storming the Capitol. Because we have been recipients of that behavior. But they're surprised. Go ahead, Contrail.
In living color, on TV,
exactly.
They committed insurrection and treason.
Treason.
What's the penalty for that?
Death and the minimum of 20 years.
What's the penalty for murder? Five people, six people.
Well, murder five folks, you know, a federal crime, that's a life sentence, bro. That's a life sentence. I don't know if they got the death. Program instituted in federal court, but that's a life sentence.
So, in living color, right before your eyes, Donald Trump summoned his troops. He told them, stand back, stand by. They stood by, then he told them to charge.
Exactly.
And they charged.
And they charged. But, you know, the thing about that is this. They trying to say, well, you know, they invited him to come to defend himself. This Monday. Come on down and talk. Well, no, I ain't coming down there. Do you blame me? I ain't coming down. Yeah.
We know the man he really is.
Exactly. High power coward. What are you? A high
power coward.
A high power and coward. That's what he is. And that's their.
A high powered lying coward.
Yeah, high power, lying coward. But that's the great white hope. He's going to make things better for them. He's just like their Jesus.
He's not going to make things better. He's going to make America great again, which means you and I will be back in them cotton fields, picking cotton while the master's sitting up in his plantation.
You ain't lying, brother. You sure know what to say. Abby, y'all. You gonna have your mammy hat on singing three low speed chariot. Abby, you gonna be a mammy. They gonna make Super Contrail feel here. Them niggas, they know too much. They suspicious looking. Yeah, I like they got sis. They get each other signals and whatnot. Did they say anything to you? No, they ain't said nothing. They just don't say nothing at all. And they don't talk and they don't dance and do the bojangles and act the fool in front of them. They just sit quietly by the fire while everybody dance around and act a damn plump fool. I got my eyes on those two. They're country. They gonna make me and you feel your hands.
They gonna strap you up, huh? They gonna say your name is not Yamsu Fari. Your name is Toby.
But they don't be. Oh boy. Well, country, all the fellow students, let's get started in some serious study, shall we? May the Most High bless us by the study of his word and application of said word. All right, chapter 9 of the Devarim. I think I'm close to it, Cartrell.
You're rolling right off your tongue, word.
Yeah. Not little John, little young. Cartrell, not little John, little young. Yeah. Okay, chapter 9.
Little John.
Yeah, little John said, yeah.
Gold teeth.
Yeah, that rapper. Called me little young. Hear, O Israel, you're about to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and more populous than you. Great cities.
What?
More populous than you. Great cities.
Greater and more great, popular. Stronger and mightier.
Many of them with great cities with walls sky high. A people great and tall. The Anakites, of whom you have knowledge. You know about them. For you have heard it said. Who can stand up to the children of the Anak? Know then this day that none other than the Elohim, Yah, your Elohim, is crossing in your head. He's leading this procession. And he is a devouring fire. It is he who will wipe them out. Not you. He'll use you, but he is wiping them out. He will subdue them before you, that you may quickly depossess and destroy them, as the Elohim promised you. And when the Elohim...
So, Yamsu.
Okay, go ahead.
It's very important that Moses stated this because people accuse the nation of Israel of genocide, but it was the Most High who was wiping these wicked people out.
Exactly.
That's
they
why
had
he
no
responsibility.
Right, they had no choice in the matter. The Most High
and
gave
all
them.
All he wanted us to do was pick up the pieces.
Exactly. The Most High, it wasn't their call. It was the Most High call. So if they got a problem with what our brothers and sisters did back in the day, they need to take that up with Yah. Okay? We don't have to defend ourselves. Yah made that call. So if they want to argue with Yah and talk about this and human rights and whatnot, take that up with Yah. Okay?
And they're going to have to take it up with Yah when Yah leads Israel again, wiping out the wicked in the earth. Because it's going to be him that leads the nation of Israel. It ain't going to be you. It ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be none of these princes or these self-titled brothers out here. It's going to be Yah himself.
And you can't have no peace term with the wicked. We've been told that. You can't have a peace term with wicked people. They're going to overcome you with their wickedness. There is no accommodation for wicked people. We can see it as we see it in this Congress, as we saw it in Donald Trump. There can be no accommodation with wicked people. They'll overcome you. They'll overwhelm you. We can see it in living colors. In this nation, you cannot make a peace term of accommodation with them. They'll overcome you.
And that is the story, that Yah does the impossible for our people, because we can't do it ourselves.
Exactly. And when Yah, your Elohim, thrust them, not nicely, not walk them down the steps, just when you thrust them, you just slang it aside. when Yah thrust them from your path, slang them aside, said not to yourself, the Yah has enabled us to possess this land because of Ivan. Are we something special? Don't say to yourself the reason why Yah is thrusting them people aside because you something virtuous, because you're not. It is rather because of the wickedness of those nations that Yah is dispossessing. They more wicked than y'all are. than before you. It is not because of your virtue. You're so good, you're so righteous, and so on and so forth, and your recitative that you will be able to possess their country. No, it ain't because you're so self-righteous. You're so right. But it is because their wickedness that Yah, your Elohim, is dispossessing those nations before you in order to fulfill the oath that Yah made to your founding fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Know then that it is not for any virtue of yours, not because of your righteousness, that Yah, your Elohim, is giving you this good land to possess. But I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm going to keep it real with you. You are a stiff-necked people. You ain't right. Remember, never forget how you provoked Yah, your Elohim, in anger in the wilderness. From the day that you left the land of misery, you've been a thorn in my side. Until you reached this place, you've been at it, you've been continuing. You ain't stopped till y'all casket drops in the wilderness. You have continued defying toward Yah.
To this very day,
Cartrell.
To this very day.
At Horeb, you so provoked Yah that the Elohim was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. But I ascended to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that Yah had made with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, eating no bread and drinking no water. And Yah gave me the two tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of Yah with the exact words that Yah had addressed to you out of the fire on the day of assembly. At the end of those 40 days and 40 nights, Yah gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of covenant. And Yah said to me, hurry up, go down from here at once. Oh, Lord. For the people whom you bought out of misery, he didn't say my people. For the people whom you bought out of misery act wickedly. I'm going to tell you about yourselves. They have been quick, and we still are, to stray from the path that I enjoined upon you. They have made themselves a molten image. They have made themselves an idol. And y'all further said to me, I see that this is a stiff neck. Man, they just stubborn and stuck on stupid. Let me alone. Yeah, we still are that, Cartrell. And Yah said, let me alone. I will destroy them and blot their name out from under the heavens. I will make you a nation, Mose, far more numbers than they. Look here. I could have had y'all spot. Y'all been dogging me out from day one, like y'all said. I had to rush down here. I could have had y'all spot. And it had been on, like a part of neck bone. But no, I love y'all so much. I know how y'all is. Y'all ain't right. And y'all said y'all ain't right. But I didn't do it like that. I didn't take this for me. I did this because I love y'all. I didn't take y'all's spot. I started down the mountain, a mountain ablaze with fire. With the two tablets of covenant in my hands. I saw how you sinned. I saw with my very own eyes. How you sinned against Yah Elohim. You had made yourself a molten calf. You had been quick to stray. That's how we are. Quick to stray from the path that Yah had enjoined upon you. Thereupon, I gripped the two tablets and flung them away, both my hands, smashing them before your eyes. I threw myself down before the Elohim, eating no bread and drinking no water. I did this for you 40 days and 40 nights as before. Because of great wrong you had committed. doing what displeased Yah and vexing him, being an irritant. For I was in dread. I was dread because what he was going to do to Yah. I was in dread because of Yah's fierce anger against you. I could have had y'all's spot. I didn't want y'all's spot. I wanted to be y'all to be all for one and one for all and do what y'all said. And so I prostrated myself before Yah a further 40 days and 40 nights because of y'all's fierce anger against you, which moved him to wipe you out at that time. Two, Yah gave heed to me. Moreover, Yah was angry enough with Aaron to have destroyed him too, your first high priest. So I also interceded for my brother Aaron at that time. Because he let y'all lead him. Y'all sent my brother out. As for that sinful thing, you had made the calf. I took that calf. I took it, put it in the fire. I broke it into pieces. I ground it thoroughly until it was fine dust. And I threw it as dust into the brook that comes down from the mountain. And he made them drink it too. Again, you provoke Yah at Terebeth and at Manash and at Kilbrook Hatava. Yah just been a constant irritant against Yah. And when Yah set you out from Kadesh Barnea, saying, he gave you instructions. And he said, go out and take the possession of the land I'm going to give you. You flouted the command of Yah, your Elohim. You didn't put your trust in him. You didn't obey him. And as long as I've known you, you have been defiant toward Yah, and they still are. When I lay prostrate before Yah, those 40 days and 40 nights, because Yah was determined to destroy you, I prayed to Yah and said, oh Yah, I Elohim, do not annihilate your very own people whom you redeemed and your majesty, whom you freed from misery with a mighty hand. Give thoughts to your servant, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, the founding fathers. You made a promise to them. Pay no heed to the stubbornness of this people, its wickedness, its sinfulness. And certainly we are that. And the reason why you all not pay no attention to them, y'all, I know how they are. Because as the country from which you freed us was set. It was because Yah was powerless to bring them into the land that he promised them. He couldn't do it anyway. Because he rejected them, because he couldn't do it anyway. Then he brought them out to have them die in the wilderness because he couldn't do it anyway. Yet, they are your very own people. You redeemed them. Whom you, Yah, freed with your great might and outstretched hand. Don't let these folk get next to you, Yah. You better than them folk. You know how they are first quarter. You know how they were first quarter. And then if you let them get the best of you, Yah, you know what folk going to say? Oh, he couldn't do nothing with them anyway. He couldn't redeem. He couldn't save them. That's why he destroyed them. They wasn't right. And Yah took mercy on us. And we still ain't right, Cartrell, truth be told. What say you, Cartrell?
So we have a lot to be thankful to Moses for, because he actually saved our lives. Like you said, he could have took our blessing and he could have went into the land.
Exactly.
But because of us, he didn't go into the land, and our children were, because of this prayer, this particular prayer, not only for the nation, but for his brother too. We think that Aaron got away, but Aaron didn't get away. Most I was ready to kill him. And so Aaron, I mean, his brother,
what is that,
Moses said, no, yeah, don't do it.
Don't do my brother like that, yeah. You know he weak.
You know the people forced him to do that? Yeah.
And you know he ain't strong, y'all. You know. And y'all, come on now, y'all. Please don't do that. Don't take my brother now. He been working with you. He been working with you in misery. You know, when we did everything for you like you asked to do. You know, he got a moment of weakness and whatnot. Because you know how them folks here. You know, they defiant toward you. They were defiant toward Aaron. And Aaron ain't strong like you, y'all. He capitulated to their madness. And then Yah.
Once I was ready to kill him.
And ready to kill
him. And our people, how many times did he say we hard headed and stiff necked? How many times did he have to say that? He said it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
He said, from the time I knew you, you've been hard headed and stiff necked. And we still have not changed. No humility in us.
That's the problem, Cottrell. See, that's the problem. You said the magic word, Cottrell. No humility. No prostration before Yah in any semblance. Thinking that, oh, I can do it on my own. I can do it by myself. I can make a move. I don't need Yah. What madness that we have that we have been reduced to, Cottrell? What madness?
Well, you got to give props to the prophet Moshe again.
Right.
He didn't have to do what he did. He said he is prostrated before Yah another 40 days. That's 80 days without eating or drinking, crying out to the Most High that he turned from his fierce wrath. How many of us could do that?
Man, we can't do 4 hours, some of us. Talking about 40 days.
40 days, man. And we want to be in Moses' place? I don't think you can handle the job.
No, they weren't ready for that, Cottrell. They weren't ready for that.
It shows you how powerful Moses was. We don't give him the props that he should get. But he saved us. That's why we're talking on this phone right now.
Exactly. All praises, Cottrell. That's why we have an opportunity to talk on the phone now. Well, Cottrell and fellow students, if we can.
One of the most important prayers in the Bible, I'm sorry, prayer right here, that Moses prays to the Most High, one of the most important. We read in Psalms and other people's prayers, but this prayer right here that Moses prayed for us several times was the most critical prayers in our history. And he tells us to remember these things, which is why enemy tells us to forget them, because they know our nature. We're going to be hard-headed and stiff-necked and rebellious. And we're going to bring Yah to the brink of destroying us because of it, when we can do much better than that.
And contentious, Katria. Don't forget contentious.
Oh, yeah, contentious. Always contentious.
Right. And, okay, if we can, shall we continue on in our studies? If Katria has done with commentary. Thanks, Katria. Chapter 10. And it reads, "Thereupon Yah said to me, carve out 2 tablets of stone, like the first time. Come up to me on the mountain. Make an ark of wood. I will inscribe on the tablets the commandments that were on the first tablets that you smashed." And you should deposit
them.
I said that you smashed. "And you should deposit them in the ark of the covenant. I made an ark of acacia wood and carved out 2 tablets of stone like the first. I took the 2 tablets with me and went up the mountain. The Elohim inscribed on the tablets the same text as on the first, the 10 commandments that he had addressed to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly. And Yah gave them to me. Then I left and went down from the mountain, and I deposited the tablets as instructed in the ark that I had made, where they still are at that time, as Yah had commanded me. From Berah ben Jachan, the Israelites marched to Mozarah. Aaron died there and was buried. His son, Eleazar, became high priest in his stead. From there, they marched to Golgot. From Golgot to Jotbah, a region of running brooks. At that time, Yah set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of Covenant to stand in attendance before Yah and to bless his name, as is still the case at that time. That is why the Levites have received no hereditary portion along with their kinsmen, no land allotment. The Elohim is their portion. As Yah, your Elohim, spoke concerning him, I stayed on the mountain, as I did the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. Yah heeded me once again. He listened to me. And Yah agreed not to destroy you. And Yah said to me, up, resume the march I didn't have to make a decision. He told me to get up and resume marching at the head of the people, that they may go in and possess the land I swore to their founding fathers to give them. And now, O Israel, what does Yah your Elohim demand of you? Only this, to revere Yah your Elohim, to walk only in his path, to love him. Number one, to revere him. Number two, to walk in his path. Number three, to love him. Number four, to serve Yah your Elohim with all your heart and soul, keeping Yah's commandments and laws, codification and specification, which I enjoin upon you today. Reason being, for your good, for your own good. Right now, mark the heavens to their utmost reaches. Belongs to Yah your Elohim, the earth and all that is on it. Yet it was your father that Yah was drawn to, his love for them, so that he chose you because of your founding father, their lineal descendants from among all people, as is now the case. Cut away, therefore, the thinking about your heart. You got a thickness about your heart. And stiffen your necks no more. You got to cut away that thickness around your heart and your stiff necks no more. That's why we always tell you, get your new thinker. For Yah your Elohim is Yah supreme, and Elohim supreme, the great. Yah is the great, the mighty, the awesome Yah, who shows no favor. You can't bribe him. He takes no bribes, but upholds the cause of who? Which we should be like, what we should be reflective of, the cause of the fatherless, the widows. Befriends the strangers, different nations, providing even them with food and clothing. You must too, what? Befriend the strangers, different nations. For you were strangers in the land of misery. You must revere Yah your Elohim. Only him, only him, only him shall you worship. To him shall you hold fast, and by his name shall you swear. He is your glory. He is your Elohim who worked for you these marvelous, awesome deeds that you saw with your very own eyes. Your ancestors went down to misery, 70 persons in all. Now Yah your Elohim has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven. Yah can take a little something and make a big something, as long as you follow the codification and specifications, as long as you do what he commands you. Contrail, my dear brother and friend, what say you?
We see the importance that the prophet Moses gave to reiterating our history, knowing
exactly
where we came from and how we got to where we were at. Because this ain't the first time he's gone through this rendition of our history, but he keeps repeating it so that they have it within their hearts and their minds, so that they never forget our association with the Most High, what we put the Most High through, what we put our leaders through. We're all supposed to remember this and make this change that he brings forth in the 12 verse. So now, Israel, all that Elohim has done, now for you to fear Yah, your Elohim. Follow all his ways. Love him and serve Adonai, your Elohim, with all your heart and all your being. So people are trying to find out their purpose in life when they're born. The Most High has given to us, he's laid it out right here, to obey for your own good the commandments and regulations which Yah, which I'm giving you today. See the sky and the heaven above and beyond the heaven, the earth and everything in it belongs to Yah, your Elohim. Only Yah took enough pleasure in your ancestors to love them and choose their descendants after them, you yourselves, all peoples, as he still does today. So just like we got the same habits that we our ancient fathers had, the Most High God still loves us like he loved us back then. because he's showing mercy not to destroy us with all the wickedness and the evil that we do to one another and to others in the earth. And he has shown his mercy. So he tells us to circumcise our hearts and stop being stiff-necked. For our God is the God of gods. Yah is the Lord of lords, the great, mighty, and awesome Elohim. And he doesn't favor, he does no favorites and accepts no bribes. He secures justice for the orphan and the widow. He loves the foreigner, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, you, we're supposed to be like Yah. Therefore, you are to love the foreigner, since you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You are to fear Yah, your Elohim, and serve him. Cling to him and swear by his name. He is your praise and he is your Elohim, who has done these things, great and awesome things, which you have seen with your own eyes. So the Most High doesn't do these things for every nation and everybody on earth. He did it in particular for our people. Your ancestors went down into Egypt with only 70 people. But now Yah, your Elohim, has made your numbers as many as the stars of the sky. So it doesn't matter. Yah can start with 70 of us and make us as numerous as the stars of the sky. Or he could save all of us and make us even more multiple. But it's up to us. We have to make the decision. The ball is in our court, because Yah is going to be Yah. We just have to stop being stiff-necked and circumcise our heart and follow these instructions that he's laid out so beautifully. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. As Scott Carroll alluded to, he laid it out line by line, step by step, an example. And his redundancy and repetition, as we try to do on the Real Talk for Real People show, the redundancy and repetition. Because you need to get this into your thick heads and your stiff necks. Because the Most High is redundant. Cartrell and I are redundant. And may get born to you sometime, but it's for your own good. As y'all said, for your own good. This is for your own good. Okay? All right, Cartrell, if you're done with your commentary, my brother and friend, we are all set and ready for another lovely Psalms and perspective of
it. Just one more comment. The
okay.
fact that Yah commands us to remember, anytime you have to remember something, you have to go over it over and over again. You're not just going to read it one time and remember it, especially when you're reading words that somebody has put forth. You have to go over them over and over and over and over again in order to remember.
Exactly. And that's our intent. That is our trail, our intent, to bring this information to you over and over and over again until it becomes second nature to you. Okay?
You gain understanding. You start to understand.
Exactly.
So we're going to go to the Psalm, because that helps us to circumcise our hearts and get closer to the Most High, which is our mission, our purpose in life, in case we didn't know.
Exactly.
We were born to serve Yah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Psalms 136.
Okay.
Again, we see some synchronicity.
Exactly.
Synchronicity. Psalms 136, give thanks and praise for the writer. They don't give the author's name, but he's in line. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give thanks to Yah, for he is good, for his mercy continues forever. Give thanks to Elohim, the Elohim of gods, for his grace and mercy continues forever. Give thanks to Yah, the Elohim of gods, for his mercies continue forever. To him alone has done great wonders. For his grace continues forever. His mercies continue forever. To him who skillfully made the heavens, for his mercies continue forever. To him who spread out the earth on water, on the waters, for his mercies continue forever. To him who made the great light, for his mercy continues forever. The sun to rule the day, for his mercy continues forever. The moon and stars to rule the night, for his mercy endure forever. To him who struck down Egypt's firstborn, for his mercies continue forever. and brought Yisrael out from among them, for his mercies endure forever. With the mighty hand and the outstretched arm, for his mercies endure forever. To him who split apart the sea of Suf, for his mercies endure forever. And made Yisrael cross right through it, for his mercies endure forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the sea of Suf, for his mercies endure forever. To him who led his people through the desert, for his mercies endure forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercies endure forever. Yes, he slaughtered powerful kings, for his mercies endure forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercies endure forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercies can endure forever. Then he gave their land as a heritage, for his mercies endure forever, to be a possession by Yisrael, his servant, for his mercies endure forever, who remembers us whenever we are brought low, for his mercies endure forever, and rescues us from our enemies, for his mercies endure forever, who provides food for every living creature, for his mercies endure forever. Give thanks to the Elohim of heaven, for his mercies endure forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
You know what it's saying?
His mercy endures forever.
Yes.
I mean, when you find yourself on the wrong side of the track, you better try to get back, because his mercy endures forever. And now and then, all of us find ourselves on the wrong side of Aaron, find himself on the wrong side of the track. The nation found themselves on the wrong side of the track. But his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. That is required based upon you following codification and specification. Not you continually doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and making your own codes and specifications. His mercy does not endure forever under those circumstances. Well, Cartrell, do you have any more commentary, my brother and friend?
He wants us to be like him. We read that in the last chapter, that he took care of the fatherless and the widow and the poor and the needy and the stranger. Now he wants us to be merciful, because his mercy towards us, that's what he's talking about, endures forever. Right? He wasn't merciful to our king of Bashan, was he? He wasn't Sihon, king of the Amorites, was he?
Well, you know, there's got to be...
He wiped them out.
Well, there's got to be some clear evidence of you getting rid of your stiff neck and stubbornness. If you're just giving lip service, you're still doing the same thing, Cartrell. I mean, surely, y'all get rid of people. And if there's no evidence to suggest that you're looking for that mercy, well, you cannot accord anyone mercy. There's got to be some clear evidence on your part. Now, unlike these folks in Congress, they have this midnight confession, and they want you, hey, I did it last year, I did it a year before, I did it a year before, but I'm sorry, Jesus has changed me right now, and I'm changed right now. At this very minute, why are you voting? That's just like a criminal, Cartrell. You've been murdering the whole community. They caught you, you got this midnight confession. Only when we caught you. You didn't show up to make this confession. You didn't show up to say, hey, it's me. Y'all don't got to look for me no more. They caught you. I'm sorry. I killed 80 folks.
Yamsu.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Most High can determine who's sincere in following his instructions. We ain't got to worry about that. As long as we worry about ourselves, we ain't got nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
And the Most High gives us an antidote in this Psalms. When he says he remembers us when we are brought low. Are we brought low right now? Yes, we're brought low.
He
says he rescues us from our enemies. We cry to our enemies for equal justice, equal rights, Black Lives Matter. No, we cry to Yah to rescue us from the madness, right? And he's working his charm because we see our enemies going mad. He rescues us from our enemies when we are brought low. And he provides food for every living creature. They ain't got to pay money. So our job is to give thanks to the Elohim of heaven who made the heavens and the earth.
Because his mercy endures forever. And you're right, Cartrell. our enemies are going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yep. Ain't nothing you could do about it.
No. Mm-mm. Well, if you're done with your commentary, Katya, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
brother. We're going to move right along to end the show. But, Katya, do you have any last comments before we get ready to get out of here?
There's a wealth of information we bring to our people right here. The fountain of living waters, reconnecting with our Creator, providing solutions, spiritual solutions. It may not be tangible solutions like you might be looking for, but Yah is giving us the remedy and the cure and the antidote to what our problems are. Yes, we are brought very low, and our enemies are out there trying to annihilate us. So we have to turn to our Creator, who is our protector, our shield, our buckler. He goes out before us, and he slays our enemies. So I put my trust in Yah, and if he's ready for me to go, it's my time to go. Ain't nothing I can do about it. So,
Hallelujah, and that's dead on that. That being said, brothers and sisters, it's been a very informative, pleasant study session. It's been straight to the point, nothing added, nothing taken away. Only thing you have to do is meditate on it. Once you meditate on it, apply it, it's going to work for you. And that being
we
do it. It works for us. We ain't one for nothing. It'll work for you too. Well, we don't know where y'all are going, Katriel and I, but we know this. Getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show, a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and your interaction, or should be your interaction with him, the interaction of our founding fathers and mothers, and which should be your interaction, a different interaction. Also, interactions with each other, interactions with strangers, different nations, how you should comport yourself in every endeavor. May the Most High bless you, brothers and sisters. It's been a joy for Cartier and I to bring the Most High word to you. We hope you get joy out of it by applying it to your lives. May the Most High bless you, direct you, order your steps, and stop leaning to your own understanding, being stiff-necked and stubborn. Start relying on the Most High in every endeavor. As a matter of fact, we highly suggest and recommend that you get you a new thinker, just like King David, King Dawood. You know, he knew he needed a new thinker because his thinking was broken, just like all of us. And he humbled himself before Yah and asked for one in sincerity. Wanted to love the Most High with all his heart and mind, soul and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself, like Moses, and that thirst continually like a sponge after righteousness. That's the kind of thing you need. We love you, and may the Most High bless you. Shalom, and good night. Thank you, God, Trail. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pulled me out of time, hung me out on a line. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you. Maybe I'm a woman, a lonely woman in the middle of something I don't rightly understand. Baby, I'm a woman. You're the only man who could ever help me. Daddy, help me understand. Baby, I'm a man. Way you're with me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I leave you. baby, I'm amazed. The way you help me with my song, right me when I'm wrong. Baby, I'm afraid of the way I really need you. Maybe I'm amazed.